Real Food Festival. Can you still hear that?
Yeah.
If I take it a bit further away, yeah. And we're exceptionally pleased and excited to welcome you all here to the first Real Food Market at South Bank Centre. Now, I have to be careful. I had to think about saying that because it's quite confusing now. We have the Real Food Festival at Earls Court. We have this market here. What I'm also going to announce this morning is the Real Food Harvest Festival at South Bank Centre. And certainly lots of the traders who are here have been getting a bit confused as to what they're actually booked into. But it's an exciting moment for us because the South Bank Centre is an iconic location. It's a beautiful location on the river. It has a huge amount of things going on here all the time, and it's been a massive pleasure for us working with the South Bank Centre team. They've been a real pleasure to deal with, and they've had real enthusiasm and passion for the whole food thing that we're doing here, and that's, I think, made this possible. I think what we've created over the last few years in Earls Court has been a fantastic opportunity to bring great quality producers from all over Britain to one place to give them an opportunity to find markets for their produce and to as well give the public an opportunity to connect or possibly reconnect back to where their food comes from. And that's an integral part of what we do. But the problem with an annual festival, it only happens once a year. And what do people do for the rest of the time? So it's been an ambition of ours for some time to try and create opportunities on a sort of more regular basis. And it's brilliant to have actually found a space like this to come and do that. What's been really impressive is that the traders here, we sold this out within a couple of weeks. We have actually been turning people away. There's a huge appetite, excuse the pun, for this from the trader side. What we now need is for the public to come here and buy food from these great producers and support them. And I use the word support loosely because it's not a charitable thing, I don't think. It's a genuine opportunity for people to buy fantastic food and drink, and actually what we're emphasising here, at reasonable prices as well. We don't want to be too expensive here. We don't want the traders to up their prices by 20% because they're in London. We want them to be selling good value food and drink, which we know they can do and which they are doing here today. So it's an exciting time for the producers and the traders, and I hope for the press here you will write about this and let people know about it, because I think it's important. That's only one side of the equation. The other side is getting the public down here to find it, to discover it, and make it a regular part of their shopping. And that is really the issue, because for us, getting the message out there, London is a very, very competitive place, and if people know about this, they will come. They just need to know about it. I'd also like to very quickly announce the fact that we've started this regular market, but what we are also launching is the Real Food Harvest Festival, something that's going to happen between the 23rd and 26th of September. It's all in your press packs. And the idea is quite simple. We want to bring the Earls Court Festival down to the South Bank. It will take place here, where we are here with this market, but also on the riverside as well. We'll have about 120 chefs. We're going to bring fantastic chefs to do demos. We've got entertainment. We're going to have livestock here. We're hoping to bring Jodie Schechter's buffalo down. So I think a really exciting opportunity and a different opportunity to Earls Court, because it will be a free event for Londoners, and I think that's a big difference. So what South Bank enables us to do is to create something that we can offer a free event, because in an ideal world, that's what we'd be doing at Earls Court. We want to democratise food, we want food to be accessible to everybody, and the way to do that is to take away the hurdles in terms of people coming to buy that food. So there's news of that in your press packs. We hope you all write about that and support that too, but it's a very exciting time for us, and we're delighted to be here. I'm even more delighted to welcome Rosie Boycott, who has been actually a big supporter of what we've been doing. Rosie is the chair of London Food. There is a London Food Strategy, for those of you who don't know, which I think is a really important part of what London as a city needs to be doing. So it's a double benefit having Rosie here, as A, as a supporter of what we're doing and being helping us in any way that she can, and B, also as the chair of the London Food Board, which is doing some really important work. So give Rosie a big hand. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, it's fantastic to see this here.
Australia, having heard about it for a while, and like you, I think it's wonderful to have the festival here and festival free, and you're doing the Harvest Festival in the same way. And I'm only sad there's not some animals here today, but I do understand that it's way too hot. And it's also really nice to see a market that is affordable, because there's some that are not far from here that are a bit unaffordable, and that it's got really good local producers. And also I'm impressed to see cheeses coming all the way from France and things. You know, people clearly think this market is worth coming to, packing up and driving over here and setting up shop. And that's what we want to see, that customers think of coming here not just to buy a sandwich, but to buy food for their weekend shop today and when it's on every month, which is brilliant to have the regularity about it, that you'll know it. And I hope that in time it can get to every week on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so that people really see it as part of how they shop rather than a novelty shopping, which when you're on once a month we're still in, but we are getting there. And very much part of London's food strategy is supporting markets of all kinds, getting that sense that the producer and the customer have face-to-face access, because people want to know where their food comes from. And there's nothing nicer than buying a cheese or buying a bit of meat and someone will say, I reared that cow, I reared that pig, we reared the cows that produced this milk that made the cheese. And that more and more we want to see it. You can see it in the labelling wars and the fights that people are having now about trans fats and about salt and about that, that this is the kind of food that you can trust, and we want more and more and more of it. Just to tell you really briefly about the London Food Board, our remit goes across food in its entirety in London, which doesn't mean we manage to touch all of it, but we do a great deal of work with schools in terms of school meals, in terms of trying to influence what kind of food is given to our kids. We try to encourage every school to put a vegetable garden in their schools, and we run competitions for that. We have a huge vegetable growing project called Capital Growth, where we put vegetable gardens into estates on rooftops. Their linking idea is that they are all about communities getting together and growing, and that I hope that in time, the food that's grown in London, when it gets to a bit of an excess, is going to turn up in markets like this. And indeed, we do have in Stoke Newington the first London box scheme where all the salads are grown in London, and it's really exciting to see that. And that produces 500 boxes, vegetable boxes a week. We also look a lot at procurement, because procurement at the end of the day is at the bottom of all these problems. Where are you getting it from? How far has it travelled? Is it in season? Is it fresh? Is it full of vitamins? And that if we can start to really affect the way that public procurement goes and say that we need that seasonality, that locality, then we in turn start to affect how the farmers work, the kind of money they can get, and also get them access to these really vast public procurement contracts that are given out in London by people like us, basically by City Hall, and we are getting better at City Hall. So I really, really welcome this, and I'm going to say really pleased that it's a regular thing, and that I'm thrilled. Are you going to be able to make it bigger?
Well, we hope so. Yes.
Good.
But I think regularity.
I think regularity is so important in this, and so it's terrifying when you see a market closed down due to development or whatever, and so to see a new one starting up is just the best news. So well done. Thank you.
Yay!